Hello and welcome to League of Casters, where we go over all things nerdy for your convenience and entertainment.
Well, hey guys, and welcome back to the League of Slayers. Now, I just wanted to preamble this, because when I went back over the audio, I found I didn't give much of an explanation as to what in the world this is. This is going to be a Dungeons & Dragons game that I am recording with a few of my friends. I'll tell you who they are later. It's going to be me as the Dungeon Master, and the other two as the players. There's four characters total, and then two players, so they each get two characters. Hopefully it doesn't get too confusing. Let me know on that. In any case, it is a custom-made campaign by me, set in the Elder Scrolls universe. Specifically, this goes on in Valenwood, some point after the Stormcloak Rebellion has won Skyrim, about 13 years after. So to summarize kind of what I'm saying, it's not going to be a traditional D&D game. It's going to be a lot of stuff that I've compiled over time of my own homebrewed rules, what I'm going to gradually start putting together as the Elder Scrolls rulebook for D&D. There will be parts that I'm going to cut out, obviously, some behind-the-scenes stuff with leveling, although I will include some just so you guys know what's going on at the time, and if anyone learns anything new or interesting, that'll, of course, be in there. But it's going to be kind of roleplay-heavy, hopefully, and I hope that you guys will enjoy it, so go ahead and give it a listen. Well, hello everyone, and welcome back to the League of Casters. Now, this is going to be a very special and hopefully long series that I'm starting, and it's going to be a little D&D session that I'm going to be playing with my friends. We have returning to the show the Sage of Time. Say hello, Sage. And we also have a new guest by the name of Midwinter Sky, who's going to be joining us.
Say hi.
Hello.
You can call me Sky.
Okay, I'm going to be referring to you guys mostly as your characters, to be honest. But let's go ahead and go through who your characters are, starting with, well, who does want to start?
Ladies first.
Sungli. Sungli is a lady.
No, he needs to go last. He needs to go last.
We're not going to talk about him. And you'll see why later, listener. Anyway, so just somebody go, somebody go.
Why don't you go? It's your show.
I'm not playing a character.
That's right.
Here, you go first.
How about this? Gaspar is the party leader, so Gaspar, introduce yourself to everyone.
Alright, my name is Gaspar. I was an adventurer somewhere in time.
No voice?
What?
Not doing a voice.
Oh, you want me to do a voice?
It'd be preferred.
Hello, governor.
Alright then.
My name is Gaspar. I was an adventurer somewhere in the near late history. And I like pies.
Alright then.
You're welcome.
Not sure why I chose you as the party leader, but that remains to be seen.
Because I'm the best.
Alright, then we have Morgana. Say hello.
Do I have to?
Yes.
My name is Morgana. I'm a priestess of Akatosh in Solitude. Used to be an adventurer, had a couple of wild days.
But then
days.
You took an arrow to the knee.
I did not take an arrow to the knee, you took an arrow to the knee, and that's what happened to your voice.
Why did you just do like a, I know you are, but what am I?
Focus. Focus.
Anyway, I have no idea what I am doing with these fools.
I'll explain that in a minute, a little bit later. All right, I guess that was your introduction. We'll also tell, like, who you are, what you do, your proficiency, that sort of thing. Your combat style, you know. Gaspar, let me go back to you real quickly.
Kellen.
I'm not very...
Yes.
Look, you can edit this out later, but we really need to decide what we're going to say ahead of time for stuff like this.
No, it's an RP session.
It's not RPing yet.
Yeah. You were introducing the characters to each other.
Okay, here, let me think of what I'm going to say real quick. All you need to know about my fighting style is don't touch my axe. Only I can. If you touch it, you die.
You remind me of the Heavy from TF2, actually.
But I don't talk like this. This is my big gun.
Who touched my gun?
Anyway. I touched your gun.
Wow. So, Morgana, what is your sort of combat style? What do you do in the party?
I'm supposed to use a sword. Most of the time I use magic. Because the last time we went on an adventure together, we brought along a wizard who turned out to be completely incompetent.
Yeah, that guy.
He died, as I recall. Did I kill him?
I'll explain what happened with that later.
Ah, okay.
Moving on, though, let's go to Sung Lee. Hi, Sung Lee.
I don't want to do an accent for him because it's so racist.
Yeah, I know. You should have thought about that now, huh?
Well, I didn't know we were going to record it.
What do you think I asked you to do? Anyway, Sung Lee is he's a genetic abomination that may have been influenced by Daedric magic. He has super strength, a bit like the Hulk. But he has, it's like negative whatever bonuses and everything other than strength. He's a bit of a joke character. Enough said. Alright, and then we have somebody who's new to the party. What is your name? It was Freya, I believe?
Freya, yes.
Hello. What is it you do? Where do you come from?
I come from Solstheim. Supposed to be a Nord. Don't really act like one. Got caught up with some Bretons off the coast of Morrowind.
Where is your Swedish accent?
Hello, I'm Swedish. Okay, come on. So, what is your sort of preferred combat style?
Archery.
Archery, okay. So somebody who can, like, actually not get damaged while they're fighting Gaspar.
Like, anyone would actually try to damage me.
We'll see about that. All right, so this is everybody. Now, a bit of backstory for everyone who's not listening. Morgana, Gaspar, and Sung Lee were from a previous D&D game that we did. And in that, they were in an adventuring party with a couple of other people. Adanian, who was a high elf mage that was previously mentioned. And Wyvern Shieldsplitter, who was the party leader then. He was a Nord tank. And through the course of their adventure, I won't go into too many details, but Adanian died at the hands of some Stormcloak soldiers while entering Skyrim. And it turned out that Morgana had double-crossed. She was a double agent who had infiltrated the group.
I do object to that. You would not have survived.
Silence!
Thank you. I'm going to add like a thunder crash in there. The DM has spoken. But then she did actually turn against her former master and help the party out, so they had forgiven her and all was well. Over the next several years, the Stormcloaks had finally won the Civil War after a pretty bloody conflict. As well, there's a lot of grumblings in other provinces that were ruled by the Dominion, because they had been spurred on, as one might say, by the Stormcloak Rebellion. But this didn't really, this didn't affect the party very much for a while, because they were just simple mercenaries. They'd gone around, they'd picked up contracts where they could, And then, finally, one day, Wyvern, he left on a solo contract. That's what happened to him. And they haven't heard from him since, really. This was only about 2 years ago now. And so they had to fill some space, and then that's when they brought Freya aboard. Now, as he's, she's an archer, which brought a bit of flavor to the party, because they'd all been a lot more close sort of melee characters now, but now we have somebody who can pick off people from range, so congratulations, guys. But about a week ago, and this is where the campaign truly starts. About a week ago, the party was contacted by a representative of the Aldmeri Dominion. And he had a contract for them. There was one in Argonia or a contract in Valenwood. Now, if I remember correctly, you guys took the Valenwood contract.
Yep.
I really wanted to write an Argonia campaign.
But Argonia is so stupid.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
You think I
the
would
DM has
wade
spoken.
Through the mud. No.
No.
No mud. Trees.
We're continuing.
Snow, anything
I lost
other
my
than mud.
Leg in a
we're continuing.
20 years ago,
Gaspar,
I can't sludge
quiet.
Through mud.
Gaspar. Shush. 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 Anyway. So you were all told to meet. You were all given 150 gold in advance. Gaspar actually took Sung Lee's because Sung Lee should not be trusted with anything valuable.
Sung Lee can't count.
In any case, and you were all told to go to Haven, which is a southern port town in Valenwood, within a week's time. There you'll meet with another representative from the local area, and he'll give you the lowdown on what your actual mission is. So, fast forward to a week later, and you've just arrived at the docks in Haven. As now, you may have possibly been given some skooma purposefully, almost like a roofie sort of situation.
But that's
by the
illegal.
People. Who cares? These are like pirates we're talking about, well, former pirates at least. Anyway, you've all been slipped some skooma and they've taken everything that you own, except for Gaspar managed to get his crossbow. He hid it in a barrel and then got it back when they unloaded everything at the docks. And you all wake up together on the docks in Haven. So, looking around town, there isn't much that really interests you. But what you do see is you see a few stores just kind of in the immediate area around the docks. And you see three butchers. Three butcher shops. You see an inn, a potion store, and then a general weapons and adventuring merchant area. So, what'd you like to do?
I'd like to fix my dress.
You don't have a dress. You just have, like, rags, basically.
Exactly.
She's optimistic.
What?
I've always been an optimist. Otherwise, I never would have left Solstheim.
Okay. Alright. Talk it out. What do you guys want to do?
I want to go to the bar.
I say we go to the potion shop. Then maybe we can knock out this Barbie.
You guys decide. It's all up to you.
Fine.
Oh, fun!
Alright, where are you guys going?
Potions.
Alright, we're going to the potions? Alright. So, you walk up to the potion shop. You can't see a name on the outside of it.
But you walk in, and there's this old, old Aldmeri woman who's sitting behind the counter. She's getting some stuff together for potions. She's crushing up some herbs. And she looks up at you, and she says,
Welcome to my potion shop, travelers. My name's Alowen. Can I interest you in any of my potions? I have a wide variety.
Is there a man I can talk to?
Oh, no. My husband, he died a number of years ago. It's just me running his shop now.
Good. Gaspar here would try to flirt with him.
Excuse me?
Fun times. Oh, gosh.
I wouldn't shoot like that anymore.
Well, so what do you want to do? Do you want to buy something from her, see what she's got in stock?
What do you have in stock?
Well, I have a number of health potions and stamina potions.
Anything poisoned? Anything that you can maybe put on the blade tip of a dagger, or...
We're not murderers! I'm sorry, we don't sell that sort of thing here. Quite frankly, I'm ashamed that you said that.
All right, well, do you have any medicines that are mostly maybe poisonous in large quantities?
And health potions to cure ailments and poisons.
Overdose.
We don't make poisons here, no. We have, like I said, we have health and stamina potions. They're always in stock.
How much
demand.
Are the health potions worth?
The health potions are 50 gold each.
Give me one of them.
Still waiting for a shipment, so, yes.
We're going to need more of that if you want to keep Sungli alive.
I also have invisibility and night vision potions as well.
Just give me one of them.
Obviously you do care, and you wouldn't take that hunk of meat around with us.
I don't take him around. He follows. I've tried to get rid of him. Trust me.
Are you done insulting your companion there?
Yes, give me one health potion.
One health potion, all right. That'll be 30 gold, please.
All right.
All right, here you go.
And so she reaches under the counter. As she says, they're always in stock. She brings out a health potion. It looks like it's a pretty moderate thing. You've obviously seen a lot of health potions. It doesn't look shady at all. She sets it down on the counter.
Why are you making this so sketchy?
I'm not.
Well, you're like, oh, it looks fine.
No, I'm saying, you know, because you've seen a lot of health potions before, you know, it looks fine.
Oh, I feel like I should throw it in her face.
I feel like you tried to poison me.
But
so that would be
to.
An intimidation roll?
Nah, I'm just gonna take it.
Okay, alright. So, deduct 30 gold from your inventory.
Alright.
And you now have a health potion. Item descriptions. We'll keep going, you know.
Is there anything else? There's still a few more of you. Do you need anything else? Anyone?
Somebody doesn't need anything.
I need rumors. This town is too boring.
I wouldn't know much about that, to be honest. I just make the potions for the town. If you wanted something like that, you might be able to go over to the inn. There's all sorts of characters who come through there. I still have, I always have stamina potions, and I do have a few invisibility and night vision potions.
Ugh.
Should you be interested, of course.
I'll take a night vision potion.
Oh, night vision. Let's see. Ooh, I only have about two or three of those left. That'll be 75 gold.
Well, what do you think, Gaspar? Do you think I can afford it? It might help me if I'm trying to shoot something late at night.
I honestly don't care. Do what you want.
Well.
Real quick, Sage. Hello?
Yes.
Next to the health potion in your inventory, put 2d4 plus 2.
Okay.
If you need that later, I'll explain what it does.
2d4.
Anyway.
Now that we're back.
Yes.
I'll take the night vision potion.
Alright, Dad.
Now, she reaches under the counter, and she pulls out this purpley liquid. As you can see, it's, very opaque. And it's a very dark purple, and it looks to be a night vision potion. It's just, you know.
And she's like, hey, here you go. That'll be 75 gold, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
So deduct 75 gold. That should be, I don't know. 75? Yeah.
That's 75, yes.
Left. Okay.
Did Wyvern never go to school?
What?
So did Wyvern never go to school?
Wyvern isn't here.
You are Wyvern.
Yeah. It took me a second, okay? I have to judge all of these things. Anyway, I am doing a lot of stuff in the background, to be honest. Alright, so have you guys concluded your business here?
Yes, let's go.
Alright.
Oh, thank you. Come back any time if you need more potions and everything.
And you guys just walk out the door, a nod or a wave or whatever.
God, that woman was so sketchy. Why do I get the feeling that something is terribly wrong here?
I can still hear you.
I had the thought to throw it in her face.
So, where are you guys going to go now? There's still some butchers. By the way, there is... This is more for the listener to keep track of you guys. There is a hunger system in this game where basically if you don't eat something for a day, one ration, you will take a skill deduction. And the dice will determine what skill that is. So yeah. Mm. Just keep that in mind. So... there's still the three butchers, there's the inn, and then there's the, like, adventuring gear shop.
Let's go to the gear shop.
Why in Oblivion are there three butchers? We still live in an agrarian society where we haven't industrialized yet.
You're not aware of Bosmeri customs, are you?
Oh, so are a couple of them funeral homes?
Well, you just gotta find out now, don't you?
Let's go to the gear shop.
The gear shop? Okay.
Why not the inn? I want to find something to shoot. Something illegal that
gear
can die.
Shop.
All right. Fine, Mr. Gaspar. Let's go.
All right. Weapon shop? It is. So... You walk in. As people normally do. You look behind the counter. There's an Imperial guy there. And, he doesn't say anything to you. He's waiting for you to come to him. He very much so kind of puts off, an air of sort of, this is my shop, you do what I tell you. So he's just
this
sitting there
house.
Waiting for you to come.
This is
over.
Our rules.
He's not gonna approach you guys. But you look around, you can see there's several, armor racks, weapons racks. He's got adventuring gear, that sort of stuff, all over the place.
Give me the strongest axe you have.
Strongest axe I have, mate? Well, let's see. I got this thing here. It's a steel axe. It was made locally, actually. It's pretty good. And, sorry, what
How
was
much?
Your name? Didn't catch that.
His name is...
I'm nobody.
His name is...
So you're looking for an axe like that, yeah?
His name is...
Hey,
do you really...
Wait, we're doing business here, lass, alright? I'll get to you.
Finally, someone who speaks my language.
Alright. So you're looking for some of my finer wares, then?
Yes, and I'm looking for a
boat.
I'm conducting business.
Clearly shady business.
Right?
Alright. So you're looking for... an axe, you said?
Yes.
Alright. I got a piece in. This is imported from Morrowind. It was made there. It's a great axe, obviously. It's got an enchantment on it for fire.
Hmm.
You interested?
How much?
That'll be 50 gold for it.
Oh, Sungly.
Oh, hello.
Do your thing.
Who's that back there?
That's my manservant.
Oh, alright.
Manservant? It's
yes.
More like an animal.
Animal servant.
If
anyway,
you ain't gonna buy
Sungly,
nothing, get
thing.
Out of my shop, alright?
Okay, Sungly uses golden words on this guy.
Well, what's he gonna do? What's he gonna say?
Are you sure it can come down to 30?
Alright. Now, how the, you wanna use golden words? You said.
Yeah.
So that's your special power. It does what again? Just read it off for me.
Gives him a persuasion check.
And, 2d20 charisma roll.
Okay. So what happens is I roll it. I'm the only one who has dice here. I need to get you guys some. Or you can get your own. Anyway. But so you roll 2 20s and then you pick the highest one. Is what that means.
Okay.
So let me just roll real quick. You get a 4.
Alright.
And...
Fitting.
That's a 9. What is your charisma modifier?
My charisma modifier,
It's like -3.
Yeah, it is.
this guy is just not intimidated or persuaded by you at all. He just looks at you like you're some sort of freak and then turns back to Gaspar and is like, all right, mate, so do you want that axe or not?
Fine.
All right. You hand over 50 gold. He hands you the axe. And looking at it closer, you can tell it's enchanted. And so write down great axe of fire and then put... Where is this? So that's 1d12 and then put plus 1 for burning damage.
Wait, in my...
In your inventory.
Okay.
In the gray boxes.
So 1d...
Do you see 1. In the gray boxes where your weapons were earlier?
Yeah.
You put the name of the thing, so great axe, oh fire. Attack bonus is where you put the 2d20. And then, so it'd be 2d... 1d12 plus 1.
1d12 plus 1.
Yeah, put that under attack bonus.
This is going to take so much editing.
Not really.
Okay, and then it's a slashing type, right?
Yes.
Alright.
Slashing slash fire.
Yeah, and then I put in my equipment thing, right, too?
Not necessarily. There isn't really a carry weight, as with all Elder Scrolls games. So, yeah.
Okay.
Or at least the carry weight doesn't make sense.
I'm putting it there anyway.
Alright.
This is Valenwood?
Alright, thank you, mate. Yeah, Valenwood. It's a very... Haven is a very imperially influenced town.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. What I'm trying to say is that you should have a decent bow if you're a decent blacksmith. Or know any decent blacksmiths.
I see what you mean there, lass.
And so, after another 20 minutes of bartering and absolutely pitiful dice rolls, our adventurers are finally ready to leave and maybe go see what else is in town. Took them long enough.
Alright. Now, is that about all you need here?
I see
your tall, rather bulky-looking friend there doesn't really have much on him.
He doesn't care.
Does he actually need anything? He's basically...
That's his decision now, ain't it?
You know that little green creature from Mythic lore, the green one that heals when he gets angry?
No.
That's basically Sung-Li.
No.
Nice.
That's sort of Argonian thing, it sounds like.
Close enough. Anyway, he's fine, Argonian.
All right, now.
Let's just go.
Y'all done here?
Yeah, right, let's go.
Get out of my shop.
But excuse me, princess.
You're not excused.
If you want us out of your shop, you're going to have to make us, especially if you're going to talk to us like that.
We're closed. Get out.
Let's just go. I'm tired of this.
You're closed when I decide you're... All right, fine. Fine. You'll regret this.
All right, and that will be all for this episode of the podcast. The adventure will, of course, continue within a few weeks once I get the next episode cut down and edited and out of the door. So, be looking forward to that. If you'd like to email me with any questions or comments or any funny things you'd noticed or whatever you might want to, you can email me at leagueoftheslayer@gmail.com. I'll look those over, of course. If it's funny, I can read it out on the show. But also give us some feedback about how we're doing with this. We're all pretty new to Dungeons & Dragons. I've played a few games. But Sage and Sky, this is the second game that they've played, so we're still kind of getting into the swing of it. I've mostly DM'd, so that's why I'm taking care of that on this one. In any case, let me know what you guys are thinking, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.